I'm sure they'd all be happy to answer questions if you see them separately. Okay, the next talk is Xiangwu Nu from USDA Beltsville on salmonella and tomato dump tanks.
Yeah. Well, I just talk about one of our recent study. So, okay. Probably most of you knows better than me. So historically, tomatoes are one of the major vehicles for salmonella outbreaks. And from this figure, you can see that it's especially true for the eastern U.S. Fortunately, in recent years, we haven't heard it a lot. Fresh produce post-harvesting is a critical step for ensuring the safety. So there are many, for fresh produce, there are many different processing systems, for tomato. In eastern U.S., the dump tank is most often used, which is a single or double flume containing wash water, which is which contains sanitizers in the eastern U.S., which is often hypochlorous acid. The state of Florida, which is the largest tomato producer, requires 150 ppm of free chlorine in wash water. Recently, in the implementation of the FSMA rules, and produce fresh community, fresh produce commodity groups, regulatory agencies, and research communities, and actually the tomato industry as a whole, fresh produce industry as a whole, is making a concerted effort to reassess and standardize the guidelines for fresh produce processing. One of the central questions for tomatoes people often ask is, what is the optimal concentration for free chlorine that can effectively reduce the risk of salmonella survival and eliminate the possibility of cross-contamination without overly burdening the processors for compliance? The literature in this regard is very limited. Also, there are some pioneer work. We should know that the Florida guideline of 150 ppm is mostly based on study on fatal pathogens rather than foodborne pathogens. Dr. Keith Schneider's group in Florida University is doing a lot of this work. They have showed overall effectiveness of chlorine washing for tomato, but they also show, at least in one case in their lab study, salmonella cross-contamination can occur still at 75 ppm of free chlorine. And that is the number people cite a lot. So our study is initiated with the purpose of providing additional data to answer the question of chlorine concentration. With the help of Dr. Keith Schneider and United Fresh, we visited several tomato processing facilities in Florida. And as Dr. Schneider pointed out, the washing system has improved greatly in recent years. But we see a lot of disparity among it's just a different operation by operation, commodity by commodity. So as we see this picture, there are a lot of field debris, junks in the washing system. And in some other cases, you see this sparkling clean washing system with the water almost clear, almost you think drinkable. So we decided to have a look at this issue using the worst case scenario, using the dirtiest water we can see with for the industry processing. For that, instead of generate water using soil or other organic sources, we used we washed a large amount of tomato to generate the simulated wash tank dump tank water, and we inoculated salmonella. We inoculated tomatoes and field debris with salmonella that is distinguishable by antibiotic markers, and we used the simulated wash water to wash inoculated tomato along with non-inoculated tomatoes, and we take samples to look at the salmonella reduction and cross-contamination. Here is a typical washing. We have a basin of chlorinated wash water, and we dump in inoculated tomatoes and debris, and then we dump in non-inoculated tomatoes. This is a diagram for the sampling. So in this water basin, after washing for 1 minute, the red represent inoculated tomatoes, green non-inoculated tomatoes, blue field debris, and green water. First, we take the inoculated tomatoes out, then we take equal amount of non-inoculated tomatoes. Those are used for to determine the cross-contamination. And then we take 20 inoculated, non-inoculated tomatoes one by one into individual bags. This is used to assess the cross-contamination rate. After remove all the tomatoes, we filter the water in a big bag, collect the debris, use that to look for the reduction on the debris, and then collect the water to look for the survival of foodborne pathogens in there. So we had three trials so far, and each trial we had three repeats. Among those trials, conditions varies somewhat. So this is a summary of the conditions. As you can see, in each trial, the commodity changes a little bit because it's out of our control. And we also tested different concentrations of free chlorine. And in some cases, we just used one level of inoculation. And in some cases, we used two levels of inoculation. This is a summary of the salmonella reduction on inoculated tomato. As we can see, without free chlorine, there is just washing in plain water, simulated dump tank water without chlorine. There is about one log reduction, but with any amount of free chlorine present, we can see 2.5 or 3 log reduction. And for the APC, we see the same trend, which I don't see show here. For the reduction on the field debris, we see it's much less, even with a high concentration of chlorine, we can only see about one log reduction. Similarly, the APC also follows the same trend. When we look at the cross-contamination using MPN procedure, we almost never seen any cross-contamination with the exception of this. At the highest free chlorine we tested, we saw one instance of cross-contamination. And we also look at the chlorine salmonella contamination by looking at the rate. That means we didn't bother to enumerate it. We just enrich the whole tomato individually, one by one, and then look for positive. Just look for the presence or absence after enrichment. In this case, the cross-contamination is more often, still very low frequency from the red represent contamination from those inoculated on tomato, and the blue represent those from inoculated debris. As we can see, the contamination from inoculated debris is much, much more often. And then we look at the water. Under no circumstances we saw any survival for salmonella in wash water when any amount of free chlorine was absent, was present. To summary, so we see a fairly effective salmonella reduction on the tomato with any amount of free chlorine we have tested. And we saw much less salmonella reduction on the debris for the same concentration of free chlorine. We saw no evidence of salmonella survival in water in the presence of any free chlorine. And the cross-contamination issue is no matter what concentration free chlorine we use, we also see it happens at a very low concentrate on very low frequency. To that, we think, based on our observations, we think field debris might be a more important target for reducing the risk of foodborne pathogens. For that, we actually did some sorting. We found that, I don't have a slide here, probably the overwhelm microbial burden in the tomato is from those debris and rotten tomatoes. The clean tomato doesn't contribute to any doesn't contribute too much of that. And the second observation we had is the surface contact might be a more plausible route for cross-contamination because we have no reason to believe those contamination actually happens in the wash water because we don't see any survival. Okay, with that, I hope I keep my time. So. I acknowledge our research team who did all those experiments, and Dr. Yaguang Luo and Patrick Milner also heavily involved in this, and Dr. Schneider and Jennifer Marketer for facilitating our interactions with the tomato industry and thresh and the tomato processors in Florida for providing tomatoes and providing access to the facility, and USD NIFA for funding. Thank you.
Thank you.